Time for the County National Bank Radio Program with Bill Joris and Melissa Strady from World Headquarters at County National Bank. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I guess it would be our World Headquarters. Downtown Jackson, 2001. Melissa and I were just talking about this office was established, and there's been a lot of changes, especially in downtown Jackson. Just looking out my window to the the Albert Kahn Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Those are taking shape, and certainly with two new apartment buildings in the last few years, and tons of new retail. So, and we have a new branch on Jackson Street. Mm-hmm. So, it's been good. Good for World Headquarters. So, but yeah, we wanted to. We always banter about what we're going to talk about, and Melissa had a good suggestion. Our bank's only as good as the people we employ, and we don't talk about our branches enough and the people that we work with. We try to get them on the show, but some of them are too shy, and some of them are too busy, and some of them we just can't pull off of their duties. But mm-hmm. we've got a lot of support. We have 6 locations. I'm going to say in Jackson. The bank began in 97 in Jackson County with the acquisition of a branch in Spring Arbor, Horton, and in Somerset Center just outside Jackson County. But mm-hmm. since then, the focus has been more downtown. And Melissa, you can talk about where you started, and I worked at for a couple of years is our Horton Road branch.
Oh yeah. So I actually, my start was straight out of high school, as a part-time teller at our Homer location.
Homer?
Yeah.
I've worked in that branch as well.
And then, I moved up the ladder to the Hanover branch and, worked full-time there for a little while. And then I was put into the management training program, went through that pretty quickly, and was appointed manager of the Horton Road location. And that's really where, I solidified relationships with commercial lenders, with all of our Jackson customers. And, I wouldn't change that path for anything. It's been great. And we're hearing in the news a lot of talk about mergers, whether it's a big bank merger or a credit union merger. And I just think it goes to show that County National Bank, is the tried and true community bank. There are no plans of mergers in County National Bank's future. And I think that's because of the team. We don't need to merge with a larger bank in order to remain competitive or to give us an advantage in any of our markets. It's honestly the people.
We like to grow organically, and we have with our customer base. And I think one thing that really plays in our favor is our consistency, our longevity, our, standing in the community has grown. John and I were talking about, when we started, and we weren't real well known, but over the past decade, we've become a household name in Jackson, and, Jackson has supported us in a huge way, and I know our board of directors are fiercely independent. Mm-hmm. They're not in favor. They put people ahead of profits and community ahead of profits because they know that's the long-term vision any bank should have. When I started in banking, there were supposed to be about 10 national banks by now, mm-hmm. and no community banks because of technology. And thankfully, that hasn't proven to be true. Credit unions are evidence of that. They've grown substantially as well. But community banking, familiar faces, trust, experience, mm-hmm. understanding, we have good employee retention once someone joins us. and we keep our eyes out for good talent. And, you know, we're constantly hiring because we're constantly growing. Jackson's been a great community, and we're expanding. And but we're always looking for good people. There's interviews going on right on the other side of our wall right now for more support in our commercial lending area. And that has been very brisk, especially since the recession, when a lot of our peers in the market either changed names or merged or closed branches or lost some of their people. We've been able to focus on the customer, the market, and doing what's right and helping people. That's where the profits lay long term, and that's why there are still more than 5,000 community banks mm-hmm. in the country doing the bulk of the commercial lending. But at the bank, you know, we have Dave Krieger. Dave has been here probably the longest as far as our commercial lenders. Bob Rozak, who was originally a branch manager yep. and has grown, and just like Melissa followed in Bob's role at Horton Road mm-hmm. Years ago. And Neil Wagler is from the area and has lived up here in Jackson and probably has the biggest portfolio of any of us. And Chad Rumsey, certainly another long-term community banker in the market, well-known, very involved in United Way, along with Dave over the years. He's our chair this year of the campaign. And Tony Baker, certainly, we just brought on, is going to be a great addition. And he certainly fits the role and knows the community, so that will be a big addition. And so our lending area, you know, we have big, big support here, mainly at Cortland is our commercial area. We do have a few people at our Spring Arbor Road office. But I thought about this morning when Melissa said, let's talk about everybody. We would probably need an hour show. Yes. But, you know, at Cortland here, 2005, there was one person, and now that one position has grown into, I counted eight people now are here supporting our commercial loan operations. Mm-hmm. And so just to mention them, one name you might recognize, Therese Heslaw. Therese is a former Citizen of the Year, and certainly everyone knows Therese and loves Therese. Lorna McMillan. She's been here a few years. She does all of our processing. She's the one that produces the paperwork at all the closings.
Yeah.
Angela Cherovino is, you know, whatever it takes. She's been here since 2009, started as a teller.
She probably knows the most random banking stuff ever. It's awesome. If you ever have a question, she's got the answer for it.
She makes the wheel spin. So Angela's done a great job. Cami Root, just a recent addition last week, is our administrative assistant. And our credit analyst, Allison Krieger, Jake Parker, and Mo Jones, they crunch all the numbers mm-hmm. and tell us whether we need to proceed or pull back or regroup or just perhaps it's a deal we can't do. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a great group of lenders. And also at Spring Arbor Road, we have John Amauer, who has been with us for a number of years.
And quite a few different roles, too. It's been pretty fun to watch her transition.
Erica Curl, she is, again, a loan processor, produces all of the paperwork over there for Chad and Dave, and Jim Fay. And Jim is a wealth of knowledge. He's a well-known name to a lot of commercial customers in the Jackson area, and we depend on Jim to help us iron things out when things get a little dicey. Mm-hmm. So, and then we have our founding member of our treasury management department, Melissa,
Yeah, and, you know, I definitely could not do this job alone. I did do it alone for a couple of years, and I'm so thankful now to have help. And just recently brought on Krista Levon. She has been amazing. And also County National Bank does internships. So we were fortunate this year to really kick that program off. And we're also fortunate that our interns came back. So we obviously did something right. But Austin O'Reilly, you'll see her here around the Cortland office helping out with processing and credit. And then Brian Madalena is actually helping in the Treasury Department. And I think it's really great that we are, you know, opening that internship up for these younger generations to kind of see this is how banking works and, you know, not the huge commercialized banking, but the true community banking. So it's as much of an advantage for them as it is for us.
We mainly talk about the Jackson market here, but I do want to recognize the intern in Hillsdale.
Oh, yes.
My daughter, Amanda, has been working in the trust department, mm-hmm. treasury management, wealth management area, and she's gained a lot of knowledge and been in Hillsdale and has learned a ton. And we're always looking for good young people, even perhaps if they're not ready to join on, a good intern. It's great exposure and mm-hmm. good experience to figure out what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe that Suzanne Decker, she's a mortgage officer at our Horton Road office. Her son, Easton, was an intern for us in the credit and commercial processing area as well. So it's been really fun watching all of this progress, and it's been fun teaching, like, banking from the ground up. So I've enjoyed that because some of those things you forget as you get going on other departments and other things. So, but I know Bill and I have talked on many occasions about County National Bank being known for our mortgages, you know, our mortgage products, our mortgage team. And we do have a great mortgage team, lots of experience, lots of depth. And really, we couldn't do it without Brenda Carpenter. So Brenda is the head of our mortgage team. Obviously, if you live in Jackson, you've heard her name or she has done your mortgage. I know that she's been in the mortgage area for a long time, and County National Bank is fortunate to have her here helping. And then with Brenda, you have Suzanne Decker, again, a common name. Suzanne has been with County National Bank for a long time and really, really helps with especially the larger portfolio mortgages. You know, Suzanne's got it handled. We have a couple of newer mortgage officers, Jenny Stoner. So Jenny came to us from a competitor bank, originally in the manager capacity at our Spring Arbor office. And as soon as a mortgage position opened up, she quickly jumped on it and has been running quick with it ever since. And then we also brought on Tim Pryor. So he is kind of goes back and forth between our Jackson Street location and our Wisner location. And honestly, the whole team has been great. This year has definitely been a year for them between refinancing and home purchases and just the timing of trying to get closings done and then virtual closings. And, you know, I really give credit to our mortgage team and the support staff of the mortgage team in handling 2020 because it was quite the bear for mortgages.
And the big advantage we have, you know, most listeners know I did mortgages for several years, and some of the underwriting requirements of Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae that most lenders sell to, most lenders, it's their only products, they've tightened up to the degree where without our portfolio ability to do portfolio lending, you know, I think the customer would suffer without a community bank mm-hmm. with the ability to do portfolio lending. Portfolio lending is simply we're lending the bank's money. We're not selling your loan. We're keeping it in-house and with depositor money. And that's where someone like Melissa, whose primary job is to gather deposits, has built a great solid deposit base where we can support the local real estate community. And those mortgage lenders, they're experienced enough to know when to make a deal, mm-hmm. Not walk out the door and perhaps put a square peg into a round hole. Mm-hmm. And we've done that quite a bit. We did it throughout the downturn. Construction lending is another aspect that we're very strong in. And if anyone, the advice is always free. You can call any of our mortgage lenders and just see if your situation dictates a refinance, or if you're looking to move up and build, it's never too early to talk to your lender and get the funds lined up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I know that right now times are a little different with walking into a branch. Our branches are closed for day-to-day transactions. However, if you do need to come in and open a new account, if you need to talk to the mortgage officer, if you need to talk to the branch manager about a loan, maybe you have deposits or coin that won't go through the drive-thru, you know, we absolutely will open the door, welcome you in. And when you do come in our branches, you will see the smiling faces of the branch managers of Jackson. So in Horton Road, we have Erica Johnson. Erica is a newer addition to County National Bank, but a very positive addition. She manages Horton Road very well. She's very sweet demeanor and proud to have her on our team. And Kat Walker is the branch manager for our Jackson Street location. Honestly, couldn't think of anyone better to help open that branch. Kat came to us a few years ago, tons of knowledge in banking, and, you know, she stepped right into that role and has been successful ever since. In our Wisner location is Libby Chase. So Libby has a diverse background from different banks. She has attended our branch, or the Perry School of Banking. She's on our website for employee recruitment, and just a good team member to have at another one of our Jackson locations. And then I know they're not really thought of very often because they're more in the rural area, even though one is near and dear to my heart. but Chris Federo is the manager of our Hanover location. If you've never been to the Hanover branch, yes, we do have one. It's right next to Gilpin Agency and across the street from McLean Hardware. So Chris has been manager there for 2 years now. She lives and breathes Hanover. She's involved in a lot of different things in that community. And then we have Amy Sherman. So Amy is a newer branch manager of our Spring Arbor location. Amy has, again, diverse banking experience in her background. Actually, as a side note, she actually used to own an apple orchard and donut bakery in Hanover. So she is a phenomenal cook, and happy to have them all on board.
Yeah, and, you know, we mentioned the Homer branch and the Somerset branch. I consider still part of the network within Jackson County. Homer's a good little location for us, and with the absence of a bank in Concord, those two branches, Spring Arbor and Homer, provide good service to the west side. And there are more plans to expand that are coming down the pike. That's mm-hmm. about all we can say at this mm-hmm. point at our pay grade.